From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown.
The system meant to safeguard against faulty vehicles has failed, and it needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed right away.
Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia says Toyota Motor Company let the drive for growth and profits obscure a commitment to safety. Toyota executives have come to Capitol Hill for the third time in a week as the big Japanese automaker works through recalls of millions of vehicles with potential brake and steering problems. Rockefeller, who once helped Toyota scout locations for a factory it built in West Virginia, says he will work on legislation focusing on safety oversight of the entire auto industry. General Motors says it is recalling more than a million vehicles whose power steering motors may fail. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has met briefly with Chile's president in Santiago. They discussed Chile's needs after Saturday's major earthquake. NPR's Jason Beaubien has some word on the meeting's outcome.
Chilean President Michelle Bachelet specifically asked Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for temporary bridges, for field hospitals that can be set up and have surgical facilities, for portable generators, as well as other things to immediately address the needs right now in Chile. President Bachelet said that it's too early to assess really the long term. They're still in a phase of trying to get to some of the areas that have been cut off as a result of this quake. And right now they're trying to get things that will help them with this immediate sort of emergency response, which they're dealing with right now.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Santiago, Chile, where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has met with the Chilean president. Chicago's 28-year-old ban on handguns is the subject before the Supreme Court today. NPR's Nina Totenberg lays out the arguments.
2 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down the District of Columbia's ban on handguns as a violation of the Constitution's right to bear arms. Today, the justices will hear arguments on whether the Constitution's limits on gun regulation also apply to state and local governments. Otis McDonald, a retired maintenance engineer, is challenging Chicago's ban on handguns.
Old people like myself, if we don't have some kind of deterrent in our homes, youngsters going to walk up and down the street out there and take anything they want to.
But Mayor Richard Daley says the federal government is not responsible for the health and safety of Chicago citizens, and he noted that neither members of Congress nor Supreme Court justices are exactly anxious to allow guns where they work.
Why can't you carry a gun in the federal building?
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 31 points, the NASDAQ Composite up 10, the S&P is up 5. This is NPR News. An explosion in a three-story residential building in Yemen killed at least 8 people today. Police say they do not know the exact cause of the explosion, but they say someone was storing dynamite or other explosives in the basement. It's primary election day in Texas. The incumbent GOP governor faces a sitting U.S. senator and a third candidate favored by Tea Party activists. And that's just on the Republican side. Here's Bill Ziebel with member station KERA in Dallas.
Rick Perry is the state's longest-serving governor. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, in office even longer than Perry, has campaigned as a moderate Republican. Deborah Medina has appeared at Tea Party rallies and is right of them both. But Perry's also sought Tea Party votes, and Sarah Palin campaigned for him. Medina could be a spoiler, forcing Perry and Hutchison into a runoff. Bill White, Houston's former mayor, faces businessman Farouk Shammi on the Democratic side. State officials say early voter turnout has likely set a gubernatorial primary record. For NPR News, I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.
A group working to reduce drug use says that teenage use of alcohol and marijuana is rising again after a decade of declines. And a spokesman for the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says he's disturbed by the results of the latest survey because historically the use of harder drugs increases after increases in use of so-called recreational drugs. The partnership says the number of high school-age teens who report drinking alcohol within the past month rose 11% last year. As for marijuana, a quarter of the young people surveyed say they used it in the past month. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.